All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, Vivek Ramaswamy, Newt Gingrich, all coming up in the course of the show today. We have 20 Biden administration lawyers are pressuring Biden to cut off aid to Israel. Wow. Now, before he lost all his marbles and became such a cognitive mess, Joe used to be a staunch supporter of Israel. Obviously, he is not that same person because we now have witnessed the leader of the free world, or the supposed leader of the free world, who's abdicated his role as the leader of the free world, now basically surrendering in the war on terrorism. It wasn't bad enough that Joe Biden funded the Iranians by turning a blind eye to the sanctions that prevented them from selling their oil on the world market, and even took it a step further, starting in March of 2021 by importing oil directly from Iran, then opening the door for them to sell their oil to anybody else, making the mullahs in Iran that much richer, which then, of course, allows them to foment more terror as the number one state sponsor of terror. Well, you know, where do you think the weapons come for Hamas in Gaza? Where do you think the weapons come from in Lebanon to Hezbollah? Where do you think the weapons are coming from the Houthi rebels out of Yemen? It's coming from Iran. They are fighting their proxy wars and engaging in their terror attacks all around the globe to the extent possible. And the richer they are, the more likely, the more money they're able to provide these terrorist organizations. It's really that simple. And on top of that, it also gives them money to continue their ambitious pursuit of nuclear weapons. And God help this world if that day ever occurs. Anyway, Politico reporting no fewer than 20 Biden administration lawyers are now pressuring feeble old Joe to throw Israel to the wolves, which he's basically doing. It's not just that. This is the whole Democratic Party trying to put pressure on Joe Biden. They don't want any support for Israel. And what's missing here, and this is where I have a very hard time understanding the radicalized left today, is what part of Israel being the victim of terrorism are they not understanding? I get it. They have chosen to support the radical Islamists that attacked Israel. I mean, this goes back to the ad I referred to yesterday that was in the New York Post. When you have this would be the equivalent, the worst attack in their history, but based on their population size versus our population size, this would be the equivalent of losing 40,000 Americans in a day and having 8,000 Americans taken hostage and removed from American soil on that same day. That's how big an attack it was. It is murder. It is slaughter. It is burning people to death. It is beheading. It is rape. And of course, the kidnapping involved as well. And yet we have 20 Biden administration lawyers that are taking the side of the radical Islamists, coalition of lawyers, domestic, abroad, at least 20 that work in the Biden administration, calling on Joe Biden to halt all military aid to Israel, arguing that their actions in Gaza do not comply with U.S. and international humanitarian law. They plan on sending a letter to argue their case before the Attorney General. We told you what they did yesterday, the administration. You know, you have Biden administration went out and accused Israel of committing gross violations of human rights. You have five Israeli Defense Force units, quote, committed gross violations of human rights outside of the Gaza Strip prior to the October 7th, 2023 attack. They're trying to say it's prior to this. They're trying to basically justify the act of terrorism that took place on October the 7th. And anyway, and then, of course, on the international front, you have this, you know, ICC unit that wants to try Prime Minister Netanyahu, who's defending his country, whose very existence is hanging in the balance, of being a war criminal. Then you've got Columbia students' lawyers. He's out there saying there are straight out calls for the genocide of Jews. They're admitting it. Well, we're hearing it every day. What the hell does, you know, death to Israel, death to America mean anyway? Anyway, you had pro-Palestinian students smashing their way into Columbia's Hamilton Hall, unfurling an Antifada banner from from a barricaded building and an insurrection-like riot that took place last night. If you haven't seen the video, it's downright chilling. Where are all those Democrats that were January 6th? Hey, Liz Cheney, where are you? Where's Liz Cheney? You know, by the way, Liz, where's all that information that magically disappeared from your investigation? And why when you knew that the Secret Service agent that was driving Donald Trump that day, Ornato, had testified before your committee that Donald Trump never tried to commandeer the car at all, why did you not allow that testimony to be presented to the American people in your, you know, Hollywood-produced primetime extravaganza on January 6th? And why didn't you bring forth police officer or the Capitol Police Chief's son and ask him why he was asking days before January 6th for the National Guard to be called up? Why? Because even NBC reported it, Lester Holt, because they had actionable intelligence that showed that there were people that would be trying to do things like this. And why didn't you bring the five people in the room that are all on record as saying Donald Trump in the days leading up to January 6th offered at least 10,000 National Guard troops, but Muriel Bowser in writing declined to allow that to happen. And that was a prerequisite for any troops to be called up. The person with jurisdiction was the mayor of D.C., and also that would include Nancy Pelosi, Colombia's pro-Hamas insurrectionist, now taking hostages, apparently, according to FoxNews.com. And because this pretty much is an insurrection, if you're watching what's going on here, but a facilities worker at Colombia claims to have been temporarily held hostage by these protesters after the mob of anarchists stormed the academic building on the campus and barricaded the doors. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to let the inmates run the asylum? Are they going to let them stay in there? Probably. Anyway, they stormed Hamilton Hall about 12:30 a.m. last night. That's an academic building used by the dean. The mob shattered windows, barricaded doors. They used tables and chairs and obscured the windows of the facility. Well, is FBI Director Ray going to do anything about this? What is the NYPD going to do? What is Columbia going to do? House Democrats are telling Columbia officials the time for negotiation is over. There are some people in the Democratic Party that recognize this is a disaster for Biden. Joe Biden, no, look, he makes our top geopolitical foes rich. You know, he cancels the Keystone XL pipeline, but he gives a waiver and grants an okay for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline of Vladimir Putin to take place, which allows Vladimir Putin to control the energy supplies into most of Western Europe. How stupid was that? When we could have been transporting all of the natural gas and oil that they needed from this country, which would make America rich again instead of making Russia rich again, instead of making the Iranian mullahs rich again, he could have been enforcing sanctions and not been importing oil from Iran. The Democratic Party's official college student organization is backing the pro-Hamas campus protesters. The College Democrats of America, that's the student organization of the Democratic Party, they're endorsing this pro-Hamas campus protests and calling on President Biden to support a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, which is exactly what they're doing. You know, now, why is there any moral ambiguity? The only thing Biden needs to do, they're not asking for boots on the ground. They're not asking for anything except to purchase, you know, and be able to have their supply chain open in terms of the arms that are necessary to defend what is now officially a three-war front from the moment that Iran started firing missiles into Israel. You know, but now you've got the Prime Minister of Israel. You know, Joe Biden could step in and stop this. He's never going to do it, but, you know, he could step in and stop the ICC from issuing an arrest warrant for the victim of terrorism, and that's Israel and their Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He just can't make this up. Colombia is beginning to suspend student protesters who violated the rules. Well, at 2 o'clock yesterday, they were all supposed to be out of Colombia and out of the square, but nothing happened. Anyway, Columbia University student is filing a class action lawsuit against the schools to protect Jews on campus although they haven't been going to school because the school rabbi said stay away because it's not safe for you here. In the millions, you have anti-Israeli graffiti, protest garbage costing universities around the country huge money for cleanup. You know, it's unbelievable. Billions of taxpayer dollars are funding these schools with these anti-Israel protests, more than $7 billion if you want to keep track of the money. And here's the worst part about it. Biden defying the U.S. Supreme Court and giving student loan forgiveness. Ultimately, probably most of these students that you're watching on television, you know, that are doing their best to look like they're, you know, in Gaza themselves and dressing in, you know, Gaza garb, if you will, and trying to, that we'll probably end up paying the bill for all of their student loan forgiveness. Pretty amazing. Anti-Semitic riot at Columbia reached a boiling point as agitators were taking over the building and barricading the doors. Some universities, especially in Texas and elsewhere, they're cracking down on these anti-Israel agitators. Protesters now calling for amnesty. I mean, it's the president of Columbia is frankly pathetic. Has absolutely no idea what she's saying or doing. I mean, and yeah, when you see that the police get involved, it's never going to look pretty, ever. But it's sad. And we have the weaponization. We have a growing, by the way, there's a growing majority of Americans, Washington Examiner reporting, a new Harvard CAPS poll released on Monday found that 71% of respondents believe that if the president did in fact work with Hunter Biden to collect multi-million dollar fees from China, Russia, Ukraine while he was vice president, it would be an impeachable offense. Well, we already know that Joe Biden lied, that he never once talked to his son, brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. Yeah, okay. He talked apparently a lot with them and a lot of money from these countries, our top geopolitical foes. And of course, Hunter, with no experience and an admitted crack addict at the time. Great. I wonder what the dossiers would look like if China ever released them on Hunter Biden and the Biden family or Russia or any of these other countries. Anyway, 52% of Democrats, 89% of Republicans, 74% of independents agree the situation would warrant impeachment. Not going to happen. Unless you vote Biden out. Biden's got to be voted out. And Biden promising, I'll do gun control in the second term. The idea that liberty is watered with the blood of patriots is a bunch of crap, he said. Wow. Unbelievable times we're living in, I'll tell you that. Now, the White House communications staff has had to correct Joe Biden's public remarks at least 148 times since the beginning of this year alone, according to a review of official White House transcripts. You know, it's sort of like when Joe said, four more years, pause. If you looked at the official White House transcript, it said, four more years, inaudible. No, it was audible. Everybody heard it. Anyway, there's one thing that FoxNews.com, an interesting article they put out, how the Biden White House obviously is not that confident in Joe's reelection because they seem to be preparing for the worst and pushing through a whirlwind of regulations, including a rewrite of Title IX. And they want to get all of this done, God forbid, and, you know, if Donald Trump wins in 188 days. Anyway, and, you know, look at what they're doing to cover up for Biden. Now, of course, he used to walk out to Marine One by himself. Now he walks out surrounded by aides so he doesn't look so feeble and so weak when he walks. It's pretty pathetic. I mean, that's the president of the United States. Unreal. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. MyPillow, they no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels. They themselves have been canceled, part of a cancel culture. So now they're going directly to you, their loyal customer base, and they're passing the savings on to you as well, which has allowed them now to start their $25 extravaganza sale. When Mike Lindell started MyPillow, they only had one product, pillows. Now MyPillow has hundreds of products. Anyway, check out their $25 extravaganza of sale going on right now. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity square, use the promo code AlwaysHannity. You can get their two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, you got it, $25. And for the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, $25. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for these $25 deals. You get free shipping on any order over $75, or you can call 800-919-6090. Enter the promo code Hannity. Mention my name for this amazing offer. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.